Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast, sunny today, actually getting to the lower 70s. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy with a late day shower, lower 70s. And Saturday, sun and clouds, but chilly with a breeze around 60. And Sunday, sunny and the temperature in the mid 60s. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast in just a few minutes. Funeral arrangements for Mary Kirby. Calling hours at the Kenny Funeral Home today from 4 till 7 p.m., with the funeral at St. Bernard's Church tomorrow at 10 a.m. Two employees of the Devereux, New York School in Red Hook are now accused of submitting records stating a 14-year-old student in their care was in good health roughly 40 minutes after his death in a pedestrian car crash. That, according to state police, which also said Devereux Advanced Behavioral Health reported the victim, who was identified as Romeo Cruz, was missing while police were investigating his death. Police announced two employees were charged Tuesday in that incident, which Cruz was fatally struck while walking on Route 9 in Claremont, Columbia County, at about 4:50 in the morning on September 23rd. Both those arrested were charged with first degree endangering the welfare of an incompetent or physically disabled person and first degree falsifying business records, both felonies, and making punishable false written statements, a misdemeanor. They were issued tickets to appear before the town of Red Hook Court. That date for them to appear is October 26th. A Connecticut driver who crashed into a septic truck in Beckett last Friday has died. Altawabi Alabedino, 20, of Monroe, was heading west when he apparently veered off the road and then overcorrected and crossed into the eastbound lane, colliding with a Yankee septic truck, according to the Beckett Police Department. Both vehicles crashed through trees and fencing before coming to a stop on lakefront property. Beckett and Lee Police and fire and ambulance crews worked quickly as they could to extricate the victim, according to police records. Anticipating a vote on the proposed Comcast partnership with the town, the Board of Selectmen in Sharon has set a date for a town meeting to be held Friday, October 28th, beginning at 6 p.m., with the location yet to be determined. The setting of the date came at the Selectmen's regular meeting on September 27th. A town meeting could be held at Town Hall or at Sharon Center School. On the agenda at the town meeting or discussion, whether to expend $800,000 from the town's undesignated fund to support the first half of a $1.6 million cost of partnering with Comcast to expand broadband service to currently unserved residents and businesses throughout the town. At the meeting, residents will also vote on whether to authorize First Selectman Brent Colley to sign a Comcast contract. Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission has approved a new zoning map. At a public hearing that happened on September 19th, Land Use Administrator Abby Conroy and Commission Chair Michael Clements spent the summer going over the old zoning maps, visiting parcels on a native and modernized map of the properties in town. In the process, they discovered over 300 properties that were included in multiple zones. Also, they found the zoning maps were out of date, reacting to neither reality or technological progress. Conroy said the paper maps were difficult to use. They did not have street addresses or lot numbers, forcing people to end lots by recognizing the shape. The maps did not show any existing structures. The Dutchess County Office for Aging's Home Delivered Meals Program needs immediate help on a volunteer driver basis to bring meals to homebound seniors in Millerton and in nearby northeastern Dutchess County. If you want more information, contact the office at 845-486-2555 or email ofa@dutchessny.gov. This evening, Domestic Violence Awareness Month in October will be recognized with once again a vigil put on by Women's Support Services beginning at 6:30 at Community Park at the corner of Route 41 and 44 in Lakeville. The group will walk to their new offices at 13A Porter Street. The program often includes the reading of names of those who have lost their lives, musical pieces, and a poem. Three upcoming 12-plus COVID vaccination clinics are scheduled for Housatonic Valley Regional High School, the first one today in between 3 and 7. They are hosted by the Connecticut Department of Health with Griffin Health. Northwest Corner Household Hazardous Waste Day will be held tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Torrington Water Pollution Control Facility. Tickets for free, can be obtained and must be obtained at town offices in Sharon, Cornwall, Salisbury, Canaan, and Falls Village to attend. Hispanic Heritage Festival being held October 8th. It'll be on display in Millerton and Millbrook on Saturday. Both communities will celebrate heritage festivals. Griffin Cooper, Marketing and Outreach Coordinator for Northeast Community Center, said the Hispanic Heritage Festival is set to honor members of the Hispanic community while welcoming into the celebration from 2 to 4 at the Northeast Community Center headquarters at 51 South Center Street in Millerton. The day will kick off, though, at 9 o'clock in the morning till 10:45 at the Library Lawn, 3 Friendly Lane, and Farmers Market on Franklin Avenue from 9:30 until 1. More information can be obtained at millbrooklibrary.org. The Millerton Library is holding a Crass Fair. Northeast Millerton Library Crass Fair was set for Saturday from 10 till 2. The annual event since 2012, the fair has drawn visitors from as far away as New York City while raising much-needed funds for library projects. The 65th Salisbury Fall Festival runs from Friday, October 7th through Saturday the 8th and Sunday the 9th on the streets of Salisbury and Lakeville. And Saturday is a big kids' day. There'll be Martha Graham dancers, magic shows, games, face painting, slime making, pumpkin decorating, and crafts close to the library. There'll be delicious popcorn, donuts, cider. You can decorate dog biscuits for your bed as well. And view the scarecrows along Main Street. For a full schedule of events for Fall Festival, SalisburyFallFestival.org. Meanwhile, there's a fall bird tour going on Saturday from 7 till 8:30 at the Miles Wildlife Sanctuary in Sharon. Pre-registration is required online at sharon.audubon.org or call 860-364-0520. The 12th Annual Brewski Fest is happening on October 9th from 1 to 4. That really wraps up the Salisbury Fall Festival at Satry Hill. Tickets for the Brew Fest are available in advance at a slightly lower price than at the door, but they'll also be available at the door. Advance tickets are available online at brewskifest.com and at State Line Wine and Spirits in North Canaan. Proceeds from the event, held rain or shine, will benefit SWASA's youth skiing programs. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. At Morgan's, you'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly. Once again, interlakenin.com. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 30,273.87. The NASDAQ at 11,148.64. And the S&P 500 at 3783.28. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes.